Yeah, sitting. I'll share this. This is loud in my head right now, and something I hold a lot of space for. And again, going back to sort of the roots of this circle and the Gaia Codex, and the Gaia Codex being not just a story, but actually a codex for these times when the world is changing so drastically. The world really is changing so drastically. So like here we're losing our winters. It was holding a lot of space for because in one way you can go into problem solving mode, and this is terrible, this is human cause, this is a bad thing, we need to fix it. And I think there's certainly a large degree that that's true. And also, this is Earth evolving and holding space for not being in, I always go to engineering, Katie, but being into more, we call midwife and that part of the Earth priestess role of, should I say, acceptance and agreement that Earth is changing, that Earth is evolving, and how can we hold that, in the light, in the highest evolution for, the highest evolution of all, or whatever words you want to put to that. And being able to hold both. Because if you go too far into the second one, then you take yourself out of, like, no, humans are, having behaviors, making choices that aren't okay and need to be changed. But then I think it's, holding space for that, okay, highest evolution. Well, what does that behavior change actually look like? Which for me is often what matters at the end of the day with this work. There's like the energetic work that we do that I think is so far beyond our conscious minds ever being able to fully comprehend. But then there's also the part that does come out into our consciousness and okay, this is the behavior change, the way of thinking, the way of being that, is how we're also being worked. Yeah.
Yeah,